Let's step up to the plate. Be brave. So let's do this right. Come on, USA. Let's do this together. Come on, let's all stay tight. Been blessed with one more chance from my side.
Hey, everybody. We're back on air with Brave Americans. Such a successful initial pilot show that we're back again with show number 2. Yes, wonderful. And today we have a great guest. We're here, Brave Americans, where we're highlighting the success and the lives and the stories of veterans. And today we have a special guest, and that guest is Major Mike Wilcoxon. Did I say it right?
You did, sir. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. And you're at the Connecticut National Guard, and you are the PR director there. So
That's
share
correct.
With us exactly what the National Guard, Connecticut National Guard, does and what's your role as the PR director.
Great. Well, again, thank you for having me. The Connecticut National Guard, so we're a branch of the United States military. In the Connecticut National Guard, we have both the Army National Guard, and the Air Force component, so the Air National Guard. So it operates as part of, a subset of the big Army or the big National Guard. We have, the big Air Force, and we have a dual mission. We have a federal mission, so we can deploy for national defense under the direction of the president during things like emergencies or wars. And we also have the state mission that we support, and we support the governor of Connecticut in responding to state emergencies like natural disasters, such as the recent Hawthorne fire in Berlin, civil disturbances, and other crises. A few years ago, we had the COVID-19 pandemic, which we had a large part in responding to and helping support our partner agencies in combating that. So we provide, we train soldiers and equipment and things that we can use to help Connecticut and the citizens of Connecticut. And even outside of our borders, we help our sister states in the United States to respond to things going on that they can use some help with. But it extends more than that. We also have a large role in the community for things like, hurricane responses we've had in the past, floods, things like that. I mentioned the brush fires a moment ago. But we also help with cybersecurity initiatives. The Connecticut National Guard has hosted an event called Cyber Yankee, to which we bring in partner agencies in the state, private businesses, and, again, our guardsmen to go through different training and different initiatives to help be ready and prepared to combat against any cyber threats that might come our way. We also do a lot of community service initiatives. We have youth programs such as, in the summertime, our Connecticut National Guard recruiting battalion holds a Connecticut high school summer football camp. And we're involved in a bunch of other local events with the schools and other community organizations as well.
Wonderful. So that sounds a broad range of things. And at the core of it, it's military training and readiness, it sounds like. So at this present time, is there a number of individuals who are enlisted in the program in Connecticut?
So our National Guard is made up of several thousand soldiers and airmen. We all work together and train together. Most of us are on a part-time basis. We train one weekend a month in about 2 weeks out of the year, usually in the summertime. That's the standard training. But we do have a small contingent of full-time National Guard personnel who are responsible for administrative things and coordinate training and do some of the full-time work behind the scenes when the part-time soldiers are off at their civilian jobs. And that's one of the things that makes the Connecticut National Guard really dynamic, is that the soldiers and the airmen aren't just soldiers and airmen. They also have, full-time careers, and they bring extensive skill sets and tool sets to the National Guard that sometimes the active component the big Army and Air Force don't have. We have police officers, we have attorneys, we have doctors, we have accountants, all kinds of of folks with all kinds of great skills that they can bring in from their civilian sector and really help make the Connecticut National Guard extremely dynamic and be able to bring those extra things to the fight when we have things like the crises and emergencies to respond to. So I think that's something that we have that's unique to other organizations.
Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break right here, and we're going to hear from Judy Garland singing The Battle of the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth his trumpet that will never ever retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, be answering. Be my feet, my jubilant be. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Our God is marching on.
Wow, Judy Garland is quite a talent, and we really, really enjoyed her. We're talking to Major Mike Wilkerson, and he is at the Connecticut National Guard. You mentioned right before the break the idea that people bring in with different skill sets. So can one work at a different job and still be in the Connecticut National Guard? Is that possible?
Yes, of course. So as I mentioned, the majority of our National Guard soldiers do have full-time employment outside of the National Guard. And federal law does provide us the ability to maintain and helps protect our full-time employment when we have to leave and go to the National Guard for training or to do missions. It's called the USARA law, and it provides the opportunity so that soldiers and airmen don't have to worry about their full-time employment when they get called up for duty to help Connecticut's residents in times of need.
That's tremendous. Now, what about diversity? I understand that the National Guard in Connecticut and overall the National Guard is really working on various different initiatives for diversity. Can you share with us a little bit about what's happening here in Connecticut?
Sure. So we have a very diverse workforce. It's representative of the population of Connecticut. And we do have soldiers from all types of different demographics and backgrounds. Every month we have monthly observances. We have Native American Heritage Month. We have Black History Month. We have Asian American Month. A ton of different initiatives throughout the year that we look forward to so we can recognize soldiers from all backgrounds and celebrate what they bring to the table and help other soldiers recognize that, hey, we have all these different great people from different backgrounds in our organization that really helps the organization shine.
That's tremendous. Now, I understand that you have, for the first time ever, at the highest level, you have a commander that now is in charge, and she happens to be a female. I was wondering if you could share with us exactly who is that and what is her commanding position.
Sure. So her name is Chief Warrant Officer 4, Stephanie Richards. She was recently appointed as the Connecticut Army National Guard's first female chief warrant officer. She has over 30 years of experience, held exceptional positions, has a fantastic background operationally, just a fantastic individual. And we really look forward to having her come on board. She did start a few weeks ago, and she's a great friend of mine. She's responsible for, well, first of all, she's one of the principal advisors to the Adjutant General, who's the commander of the National Guard, and his staff relating to all kinds of things like programs, policies that we have going on. She deals with professional development of the workforce and the soldiers and airmen. She works on promotions, assignments, just a whole plethora of things. And her leadership and her experience that she brings to the table is really going to help propel the Connecticut National Guard into the future. We're so grateful to have her and really looking forward to working with her in the future.
Well, we're hoping that we can learn more about her and even have her as a future guest. That would be tremendous to be here. Of course, we're here at 1490 AM WGCH, and we are Brave Americans. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from the Andrews sisters singing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boys from Company B.
That no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la da toot, he blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Wow, the harmonies of the Andrews sisters so wonderful. And, of course, they have always been supporting of our military services. We're back, and we're talking about diversity and inclusion in the Connecticut National Guard. And our guest today is just sharing all the diverse programs, and we were just talking about the first female highest officer in the Connecticut National Guard. And so as we move forward, I just wanted to see the training. Now, where and how does this training take place once one has enlisted in the Connecticut National Guard?
Sure. So from the beginning, most soldiers work with the Connecticut National Guard recruiter. And once they decide to enlist and be a part of Connecticut's home team, they pick a job. And we have so many jobs. A lot of our jobs are some of the same ones you'd find in the civilian world. But what happens is they pick a job that they're interested in. And they would first go to basic training for approximately 10 weeks. After that, they go to their job training, essentially. And once they come back to that, they come back to Connecticut, and they meet their unit and get integrated in their unit. And then they start doing one weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the year, training with the rest of their unit. And while they're in the National Guard, they have, you know, again, some job protections from their full-time job. They get to enjoy the benefits of state tuition waiver. There's a ton of education benefits that they can use, like federal tuition assistance to help them continue to progress personally and professionally. Plenty of financial benefits, all the training that we do. You know, we're paid to do the training. Some low-cost life insurance that they get to have. But they get to build this resume as they work with us, and, you know, that complements their resume that they've gotten on the civilian side, that puts them ahead of their peers and helps propel them forward in life and to find jobs and move up on the outside as well as to advance their military career.
I think this is a fascinating program, and I don't think people truly understand all the benefits of belonging to the Connecticut National Guard. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but we're going to listen to Andy Griffin singing Somebody Bigger Than You and I. Yes, Andy Griffin from the Andy Griffin Show.
Who made the mountain? Who made the tree? Who made the river flow to the sea? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who makes the flowers bloom in the spring? Who writes the song for the robin to sing? And who sends the rain?
Well, Opie's dad did pretty good. He sang well. We're talking to Major Mike Wilcoxon, and he is sharing with us all the great things going on with the Connecticut National Guard. As you look in the future, Major, what are some of your key objectives as the PR director for 2025-26?
Well, one of my key goals is to, in addition to letting people know about National Connecticut National Guard and what we do. It's also to make sure that the community gets to know the people and the soldiers and airmen behind the uniform. You know, we're members of the community, just like you. We walk amongst you. We are you. We are the community. And the Connecticut National Guard provides such a unique experience to give back to the community that you come from and help your, you know, the residents of your community and in your state in such a unique way that really no other job opportunity allows for. And I think that's one of the key things, is letting people know that we're in your community and we're people. We're not just the soldiers and airmen that you see on the weekends or during the 2 weeks out of the month. You know, we're people. We have unique stories, unique backgrounds, and, you know, we're just humbled and happy to be able to be put in this position, to be able to help in times of need, in times of crisis, and just to be out in the community with you, to help you and walk hand in hand.
That sounds wonderful. And the great news there is that, you know, this is an ongoing effort, and you just have to continue striving, recruiting, training, deploying people, getting them really involved. And I think more and more as people do that, you will see that the obviously the organization will grow and you'll reach some of those targeted objectives. We're going to take a break and hear Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, talking about war and all, and we'll be right back.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see,
for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right on. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply cause our hair is long? Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
So incredible, that Marvin Gaye song, how it's still relevant today, all the lyrics of it. We're talking to Major Mike Wilcoxon, and he's sharing with us his vision for the future for the Connecticut National Guard. And so I just wanted to make sure, is there anything that you wanted to share further on your targeted goals for 25 and 26? Did we cover all of that?
Yeah, I think we talked about most of it. We really strive to continue to be a bigger and more influential presence in the community. We aspire to hold more community events and do more community outreach to get people to get to know us and what our mission is, and you know that we share a lot of the same values, and so that we can grow and enhance our communities in ways that you know we haven't seen before, and to really help people of Connecticut flourish, to give people opportunities to grow and advance their personal lives and their professional careers. And, you know, really give the soldiers and airmen, you know, give a lot of value to what they're doing and satisfaction in their own lives while we're also helping those around us.
Wow. I'm about to cry. It's just so great, the tremendous things that you're doing. We're going to hear Dolly Parton sing When Johnny Comes Marching Home, a patriotic song. We're saluting veterans. This is Brave Americas.
Get ready for the Jubilee. Hoorah, hoorah. We'll celebrate the victory. Hoorah, hoorah. We'll all join in the big parade and let the soldier have his day. That joyful day when Johnny comes marching home.
America, America, when Johnny comes marching home. America, America, when Johnny comes marching home.
We'll sound the horns and beat the drums, salute them for a job well done. That joyful day when
Johnny comes marching home.
The old church bell will ring with joy.
Hoorah, hoorah.
To welcome home our girls and boys.
Hoorah,
hoorah. Cause Janie too has done her best. She's fought as hard. She'll march along when Johnny comes marching home.
Boy, that Dolly did a whole Patriotics album, and that's one of her songs that she really puts her tremendous passion into. So we were very excited about that. I thought what we'd do, since we're talking to Major Mike Wilcoxon here, PR director for the Connecticut National Guard, maybe you could share how someone could actually reach the office if they decide that they would like to enlist or be a part of your organization.
Sure. So one of the best ways is they can go to CT.NG.MIL. That's NG.CT.MIL. That's our main website for the Connecticut National Guard. And you can go on there and you can click the link to speak to a local recruiter and get all your questions answered. And we can convey all those wonderful benefits that we have that can help you along in your path of life. You know, people who are maybe finishing up high school, they're not sure what to do or what career path to go on. The Connecticut National Guard, again, offers so a wide range of benefits and job opportunities that can help you jumpstart your career. But it's not only young individuals. We have individuals who come, you know, in their late 20s, 30s, and 40s who already have established careers and want to do something else to help their community, and the Connecticut National Guard is a great way to do that. We're always looking for chaplains, doctors, lawyers. We have all those positions open in the Connecticut National Guard, and we're really looking forward to meeting with individuals who have those unique skill sets to help us bolster our force and to make us the most effective force and most effective organization that Connecticut has, and we aspire to be that. And I think we're doing a great job.
This has been a fascinating interview. We're going to pretty much wrap up here. We're going to close out with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes singing Wake Up. Once again, 1490 AM WGCH, Brave Americans. Thank you so much for participating. We'll talk to you soon.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. All the teachers, time to teach a new way. They're the ones who are coming up, what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Just let it be. World won't get no better. We gotta change it. Just you and me.